This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. It is our weekly series in which we focus on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and community. And sometimes we relate to things in ways that you might not have initially thought of. Today may be one of those days. Creative Impact is put together in partnership with the Arts Alliance, and of course, my co-host is president and CEO of that organization. Welcome back, Deb Pollack.
Always happy to be here with you, David. You know, as you said, the arts, the impact of art, creativity, culture, and tradition is very noticeable, especially during the holidays and festivals and in celebrations. And certainly this time of year in the United States is a perfect example.
The streetscape, stores, houses, all decorated with symbols of the holidays, regardless of whether they're religious or secular. Airwaves filled with holiday music earlier and earlier. I think if we didn't have Halloween, we might start about August, right?
Got to right
get past
after.
That one.
Right, exactly. You know, and I love it when I travel and I get to experience things from my point of view in other people's lands. So I was wondering what it was like for people who don't live in the U.S. And so I turned to the International House of Ann Arbor to find out. So let's meet Lauren Zinn, Development Director of the International House. She's our guest today.
Lauren, welcome to Creative Impact. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
International House has been serving international students in one form or another since, the late 1800s?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give our listeners just kind of a brief introduction to the mission and the programs offered up by International House as it has evolved over the years?
International House Ann Arbor has been around for over 135 years, and its mission has always been to be a welcoming community for international and U.S. students and scholars from all over the world. We aim for 80% international, 20% U.S., that's graduate and undergraduate. And our mission is to really provide opportunities and programs for those residents who live there. It's 23 apartments, 47 beds, and those who live there get exposed to a variety of programs and events that foster intercultural respect, deepen cultural understanding, and improve intercultural effectiveness.
Wow, what an interesting program. Lauren, you brought Raju Ahmed, one of the residents. And Raju is a Fulbright scholar from Bangladesh and teaching Bengali in the Department of Asian Language and Cultures at U of M. So let's welcome Raju.
And welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation to come here.
And let me ask you a question, Raju. Had you done much international travel or had experience beyond the borders of Bangladesh before you came to Ann Arbor?
No. So I previously went to China. It's in Dalian Maritime University to present a paper. It was just for 3 days.
Wow.
And then I came here. So it's my long time abroad, and it's first time in the U.S. And it's like my program is like 9 months long.
What's the most surprising thing that you found as you started to integrate into the community?
I think that there are a lot of cultural differences between Bangladesh and USA.
And I'm sure that's the case for many of your residents.
Yeah, so like the food we eat, the dresses we wear, the things we say. We don't say hi and hello to the strangers.
And we don't say. There's a lot of people that don't hear too.
Yeah. And we don't say like, sometimes we do not say thank you. Thank you in my language means dhonnobad. So we don't say dhonnobad or thank you all the time, but it does not mean we are unthankful.
So, interesting.
So there are so many things that I had to learn after coming here. So that's like saying thank you to the bus driver also. So I learned that. And going to the right of the street. So in Bangladesh, everything is to the left.
To the left, right.
The buses, the cars, they go to the left. And so I had this trouble finding out what the bus stand is, like which way should I go. And I used to often walk in the wrong direction, like taking the left turn unconsciously.
Oh.
And also the food is here different. So the most interesting thing is about the people of Michigan University. I did not know that they will be so much friendly and helpful in each and every way.
I'm glad you found us friendly.
Yeah, especially the International House. When I came here, the director, it was like Janelle Postler, and she was very helpful. She was giving me everything I need. And we also have, in every week, every month, we have many programs.
Well, let's talk about those programs.
Yeah.
During the holiday season, because everybody's bringing different culture, Lauren, what kind of things do you do to help people that might be feel a little displaced?
And to integrate all of it.
Right, and to integrate them with each other.
Oh, right. Well, we actually have programs all year round for that purpose, but particularly at the holidays, we have a cultural Q&A, which is a monthly program, and in the December month that is devoted specifically to holidays and celebrations. And it's a wonderful opportunity for the residents to come together with a game format experience to share in a way that makes everybody feel comfortable, share about their cultures, learn about other cultures, put questions in a hat, and it's always a lot of fun.
So, Roger, did you have any sense of the Christmas holiday in America, what that would be like?
Yeah, I didn't know much because we don't have a lot of Christian people in Bangladesh. So we have like 90% people of Bangladesh are Muslims. And the rest 10% covers, Hindus, Christian, Buddhist.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack. Our guests are Lauren Zinn, Development Director at International House Ann Arbor, and International House resident Raju Ahmed, who is a Fulbright scholar from Bangladesh.
So you don't really do the big Christmas holiday, the overwhelming U.S. Holiday, but you do have a holiday at this time of year in Bangladesh.
Yes. In December, we have like in the 16th December, we have the biggest Bhikkhu Day. It means the day when Bangladesh became independent.
So it's like our 4th of July.
Yeah. So Bangladesh became independent from Pakistan. It was in December 16th. Yeah, so this is the time usually we have, but the biggest festival we have, so that David was mentioning, like 14th. April, so it's like Pohela Boishak. So the word Pohela means the fast, and Boishak means the month, Bangla month. So Pohela Boishak means the fast Bengali month. So this is the Bangla New Year we celebrate in Bangladesh.
So I read a little bit about that, and David, I don't know if you know this, but this is essentially their New Year's celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's beautiful. The heritage and the art in it is so amazing that UNESCO named it a Cultural Heritage of Humanity event. And I don't know if you call them masks or floats, but the parades, the pageantry of this, they're just beautiful. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so it's a day of our cultural diversity, and as a Bangladesh is a secular country, so we have Muslim, Hindus, and people from other religion, but all of them participate in this Bangla New Year. And we say in English you say Happy New Year, we say Shubho Novo Borsho. Shubho means good or happy, and Novo means new, and Borsho means year. So this is the thing we say, and normally this day is celebrated to remember our rich cultural heritage, like the dresses we wear. Men usually wear Punjabi, and we also wear a kind of lungi. So it's a kind of skirt that American people may have never seen. And the women, they wear festive dresses, like they wear sari. So it's a bit not common in the U.S. And they also keep flower wreaths with their hair. And the Fine Arts Institute of Dhaka University, they do a great job. They bring out a big procession, and the name of the procession is Mongol Jatra. Mongol means good or well-being, and Jatra, it means procession. So they bring out a procession with the hope that this will bring good things and prosperity in the lives of the Bengali people in New Year.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Once again, you are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. Lauren, that sounds like a beautiful procession. It is something that everybody at International House can learn from. How many different countries are represented at International House today?
Right now, we have about people from 27 different countries.
And with all of those various celebrations and philosophies and differences in the manner in which they go about things, I really want to get an understanding of how you can accommodate everyone and learn from one another and at the same time create this thing, as we were talking about in Bangladesh, about unity among all peoples.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how it happens. It's a process, but the whole program is called Global Engagement for Understanding. That includes the residential piece, which is really a major portion of this, so that living together inspires some of the understanding that happens. We are not just putting friends together, we're putting together in the same apartments people from different countries, often countries that may have a history of conflict.
Oh, wow.
And that presents more opportunity for healing and understanding. So that residential piece is a major part of the program. Then there are the social events and the educational events. Another piece that I'm really proud of that we do is the International Friendship Hour, where our residents take information and experiences like Raju is sharing here into the schools and shares them with elementary school children.
What an experience you're all having. And we want to thank you for joining us and sharing it with us. And I'm just going to wish everybody a happy solstice, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad,
Shuvu Novo Bosch.
Thanks for helping me out on that because I couldn't do it.
Right.
And thanks, everybody, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you both for the time. That is Lauren Zinn, Development Director of International House Ann Arbor, and Raju Ahmed, a Fulbright Scholar from Bangladesh, teaching and lecturing in area schools and serving as cultural ambassador. Deb Pollack, thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Looking forward to our next creative conversation.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. You hear it every Tuesday. You can visit the Creative Impact Archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.